Friends, thank you for joining us this week for our Gnostic Lab for practical application. And this week, as we continue with our series of various exercises in an effort to start triggering those sparks that help us awaken the consciousness, let's go into a deeper understanding of the use of the mantra Raum Gaum. This mantra is a very powerful one. But before we start speaking about the use of the mantra Raum Gaum, let's start by saying that the reason behind the profound state of unconsciousness that we live in at an individual and a collective level is because of fascination. Today we are fascinated with all things and everything that is happening around us. We are fascinated with politics. We are certainly fascinated with movie stars, and we are fascinated with reality TV stars. We are fascinated with the changes in the weather. We are fascinated with the economics of the nation, of the town that we live in. We are fascinated with our children, with our jobs. We're fascinated with our very own reflection in the mirror. And this fascination keeps us in a very deep and profound state of sleep. Sometimes we're driving our vehicle, and as we're driving our vehicle, we reach our destination, and how common has it not become for we to get there and not even remember how we got there? How common is it for us to be driving our vehicle and realize that we have missed the exit off the freeway? How common is it not for us to be walking inside our house, cross one of the thresholds, and as we walk into the room, stand and stare at the room in complete wonder, thinking, what am I doing here? What was I going to do? Even worse, we are in such a deep state of sleep that we have seen how people start reciting their prayers at night before going to sleep. And after reciting two or three or perhaps four sentences, they don't remember if they finished the prayer or not. And so they have to start again. So frankly, we walk around in a very deep and profound state of sleep. And the reason behind this is fascination. We are constantly dreaming, and in this deep state of sleep that we wander around the streets, we are creating dangerous circumstances for us and for others. And yet, we continue dreaming about all of those things that keep us fascinated. And Samael tells us, at the time when we're sleeping, the ego will always escape the physical body. That happens so that the vital body can take care of the physical body, so that it can repair it, so that it can help restore it, so that it can maintain it at its most capable efficiency. But what happens is that as the ego abandons the physical body at the time that we're sleeping, the ego takes with it all of its dreams and all of its fascinations into those superior planes of consciousness, into all of those internal realms. And then, as a consequence, it carries all of its dreams with it. And then, within the internal realms, we continue fascinated with the same things we're fascinated here. So what does Samael tells us? He tells us, well, then we see the laborer taking care in the internal realms of the same things that he takes care of in the physical plane. The police officer continues in those internal realms doing the things that the typical police officer will do. In our case, we continue dreaming about politics. We continue dreaming about our worries. We continue dreaming about that house that we would like to buy. And he tells us, none of us has had the idea yet to ask themselves while they are sleeping if they are in the physical plane or if they are in the astral plane. This is a very simple question that we could be asking ourselves at every instant, every moment that we can remember it. Am I in the physical plane? Am I in the astral plane? Where am I? What am I doing here? And even though the fact is that when we consistently do that in the physical plane, we develop a habit, and that we will carry that habit with us into the internal realms when we fall asleep. The fact is that as we continue developing that habit, what will happen is that we will start bringing that activity into the consciousness. And then one day, as we are out of our physical body, we're going to find ourselves repeating those very same questions. And as a consequence, we will end up awakening our consciousness. So by asking, every time that we can remember it, by making the habit of consistently asking ourselves, where am I? What is this place? What am I doing here? We're going to eventually start developing the ability of remembering our own selves. For as long as we continue fascinated, we're not going to remember our own selves. But if we can develop this habit, if we start asking ourselves, where am I? Am I in the physical plane? Am I in the astral plane? If you want to be discreet, as you ask yourself the question, am I in the astral plane? Grab yourself one of your fingers and pull it. The moment you pull your finger with the intention of stretching it, if you happen to be in the astral plane, you will notice that your finger will stretch. And the moment that you let go of it, it will come back to its regular size. So as you do that, you will start awakening the consciousness. You will start remembering yourself. And as those questions, as that series of actions starts getting recorded within that subconsciousness, what will happen is that our consciousness will start awakening and we will have the opportunity to stop dreaming. Samael says, anyone who awakens their consciousness has no reason to dream. His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, a good friend of Master Samael Onweor, Samael stated that His Holiness is a solar man. And as a solar man, he was being interviewed at some time by a journalist. And the journalist asked him, Your Holiness, what do you dream of? And his answer left her confused. Dreams? What is this? Dreams? What do you talk about? Dreams? And he laughed in his very gentle character. But the fact is that he does not dream. Anyone with an awakened consciousness stops dreaming. And when we awaken our consciousness, we have the opportunity to study and learn and be taught at the times when the physical body is sleeping. And we can be educated, indoctrinated by those great masters within those inner realms of consciousness. So if we are able to awaken our consciousness, then we can live in those superior realms of creation as a citizen of the cosmos, completely awakened. Then we can live and learn from the great masters. And that is our goal. This is what we strive to do. So it's necessary for us to recognize that we are wandering around with our consciousness asleep. We go to work dreaming, and we walk around the streets dreaming, and we come home and we have dinner, and we do all of this while in a very deep sleep. Let's make a change. And for us to start making a change, let's start by making small changes in our daily doings. Let's start making changes that can lead us into enjoying the small victories so that we can start making some progress with diligence in this type of work. And Samael tells us, you have the option, the opportunity of providing your brain with the necessary atoms that will nourish it in such a way that you can strengthen your memory, that you can harden your capability to remember. And this is a great thing, because if we have the opportunity to start improving our way of living, and we have the ability to consume certain foods that will improve our capacity and our ability to remember, then when we are with our body asleep and the ego, our ego leaves the physical body behind and we are roaming within that fifth dimension, then it becomes easier for us to remember what is happening in our dreams. Then it becomes a lot easier for us to extract the wisdom from all of those symbols that we receive. And if we do that, and we meditate in those symbols, and we put to practice what we're learning, then aren't we making the right efforts in our spiritual practice? Samael tells us, as you fix your breakfast, prepare your breakfast with citric fruit, whether it is oranges or grapefruits, or whether you want to add some lemons, but with fruits that are acidic in nature. We immediately think of the pineapple. We immediately think of the grapefruit. We immediately think of the oranges. And he says, to these acidic fruits, add some almonds. Get some crushed almonds and add almonds to that fruit and sweeten it with honey, bee honey. When we make ourselves a nice, sensible breakfast made up of acidic fruits with crushed almonds and sweetened with honey, we start providing our brains with the necessary atoms that are so necessary to improve our memory. And if we start doing that, let's remember that just because we have that breakfast two or three times, that we are all of a sudden going to become this huge vaults of information and this phenomenal unbreakable ability to retrieve memories, because things don't work that way. But we will slowly start improving our capacity to access that memory, to retrieve those memories. We would improve our ability to remember. And as we are improving that capacity, then we can put it to use every morning when we wake up from our normal sleeping patterns. Because when we wake up, if we make an effort to not move the physical body, just to avoid shaking the astral body, because when you shake the astral body, we lose our memories too fast. Everybody has had the notion, the experience of awakening early in the morning, having a vivid recollection of everything that happened in their dreams, and all of a sudden you just get off bed, and before you are fully standing up, The dream has already vanished. The memories are already not there. That happens because we shake that astral body and we lose those memories. So if we start nourishing ourselves in a way where our ability to remember is improved, becomes enhanced, the time that we wake up, make an effort to run a retrospective exercise of the processes of your dream. And in that retrospective exercise, make an effort to remember everything you saw, everything you heard, every experience, every emotion that you felt. Gathering that information, interpreting those symbols, and combining that with meditation and practice. Meditating on the meaning of the symbols, revisiting the notes from your Gnostic journal at the end of the month so that you can revisit all of the dreams that you documented throughout your month. As you meditate on all that information, you start receiving enough information that gives you guidance on what things to do more of. You start getting a better understanding of the things that you are doing that are being detrimental in your spiritual practice. And this is where the mantra Raum Gaum comes into play. Raum Gaum, the Master Samael says, is to us, to remember dreams, the equivalent of what dynamite is to the coal miner. The mantra Raum Gaum allows us to get deep into the subconsciousness and extract all of those memories. Raum Gaum is a very powerful mantra. And each one of those words, Raum Gaum, should be divided into two syllables. And we must accentuate the O, because the O enables the vibration of the chakra Anahata, which is the chakra of the heart. And that is important because imagination, inspiration, intuition are faculties of the heart. So if we can help improve our imagination, objective imagination, which is the same as clairvoyance, we will be able to see those images easier. If we are able to develop the faculty of intuition, it becomes easier for us to understand the meaning of those symbols that we can extract from our dreams. If we can develop the faculty of inspiration, we end up having immediate understanding on the significance of the symbols. And then the amount of wisdom that we're extracting from our dreams is even so much more powerful. So at the time that you wake up, you can combine your retrospective exercise with the mantra Raum Gaum. Those two mantras are going to be the one tool that can help you open your way into the memories of the subconsciousness. So how do you sing this mantra? As you are chanting this mantra, make it sound something similar to this. Om. As you wake up in the morning, combine your retrospective exercise with this mantra. You can chant this mantra mentally. If you, as you start practicing, you feel that it leads for too much vibration in your physical vehicle, and that distracts you and leads you to forget your memories, start by chanting it mentally. It is just as effective. And as you are chanting it mentally, remain calm and relaxed on your bed. Be very watchful of the images that show. And as those images show, don't run after them. Observe them. Take note of them. And make the habit of writing all of the symbols and all of the experiences and everything that you can recall from your dream in your Gnostic journal. Dear friends, this is what we wanted to share with you today. Put this into practice. Thank you so much for joining us. May all beings be happy.